Shepherd, I believe the Lord's given me a word to say to us today. To be able to confirm by the mercy of God the time frame of where we are in the God season. Dearly beloved, I want to say something to us. Please be seated. To everything on earth, there's a time and a season. And like the sons of Issachar, it's most important to understand the times and the seasons and what Israel ought to do. Dearly beloved, we're in a time like no other time. And please let me first say that we do not have any affiliation to any political party or to any group. We are only, by the grace and the mercy of God, committed to seeing the kingdom of God come upon the earth and His will be done in the nations. That is what we're committed to. So by the grace and the mercy of God, I just want to run something quickly by you because I have only a few minutes to finish. We have been assigned by the Lord when we pray to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth even as it's done in heaven. And I remember this same set place, some about 13 years ago, because 9 plus 4, about 13 years ago, Gideon's prayer meeting, we were going to start praying for our nation, Nigeria. And I held the flag of Nigeria, wanting to begin to pray for Nigeria. And the Lord said, no, don't pray for Nigeria yet. Pray for America. I had a little struggle because I already told the people we're praying for Nigeria and I was holding the flag of Nigeria. And the Lord said to me, twin nation. He said, your destiny is tied with the destiny of the United States of America. And praying for America, you're praying for yourself. Enlightened self-interest. So I talked to the people, I said, I'm having a struggle here, but I'd rather obey God. And as I held that flag, I heard the Lord said, twin nation, and that we should start praying for America. That was even before Obama even thought he was going to run. And by the grace and the mercy of God, we began praying and praying and praying. And began to see the purpose of God in Isaiah 18 verse 3. When he said he was going to put an end sign on top of the mountain. Please can I have Isaiah 18 verse 3 on the LED? Thank you. And it says, all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye, when he lifteth up an end sign on the mountains, and he will blow it a trumpet, hear ye. And the Lord spoke to us that he was doing a new thing, and never had it been that a black man would be in the White House. But we kept praying. For years, we were praying. We're not Democrats. We're not conservatives. We're just the kingdom saints. Amen. And so as we were praying, by the grace of the mercy of God, we saw what happened. And then the second term, we said, no. It is always important that a good president in America has a second term. And a black man will not have a one term. He must have a witness of two terms and live honorably, gloriously. And so we kept praying. And then also, by the grace of God, for President Trump, we have been praying. Praying every day for all the legislative arms and security arms of America. We pray every blessed day. And why are we doing that? That God's kingdom come and His will be done. Brethren, I want to say to you, brethren, that the new dawn has come. And so, on the 15th of May, the Lord called a prophetic fast and said, I want to call a prophetic fast for 21 days. We had only 2 days. I looked at it and God said, I want this to start on Monday. And so we just went about, by the grace of the mercy, asked permission for the set man of the house. He said, go ahead. And it was amazing what God did. And little did I know then that it was even around about Passover, Pentecost, and that Pentecost Sunday was going to be the 31st of May. And that people were already calling fast. So when I later discovered that it was, I said, no, so why? The 31st is Pentecost Sunday. So our fast should have ended 2 weeks. And, then the Lord told me on the 31st, which was the Sunday, the Pentecost Sunday, the Lord told me, he said, the 21st for the Pentecost, the last week, is for breaking of yokes. You have been praying every day. This is the breaking of the yokes that began with the ensign that was seen on the mountaintop. This is the day and the hour that the yokes of the sons of Ham must be broken. And then the Lord scripture jumped to me, my heart, from Songs of Solomon, when it said, my brothers, my mother's children, they've been angry with me. They've made me keep their own vineyard, and my own vineyard I have not kept. And another thing I need to tell you is that every day for almost 2 years now, we've been praying for God avenging us of the disobedience, of injustice of the Tulsa massacre. The Tulsa massacre turned 99 on the 1st of June. And as I speak, I do not know if any person was indicted for that massacre. Wall Street, Black Wall Street, was wiped away. And we used to pray, God, vengeance is yours. We only pray you know what to do. And the 1st of June, we sat down during the fast, after the prayers, and we sat down and we were crying out, Lord, Jeremiah 38, break the yoke of our necks. This is the time of Jacob's trouble, and he will be saved of it. And Lord, break the yoke of our necks. Break this yoke of our necks. And dearly beloved, highly symbolical, that the police that killed George Floyd was actually kneeling on his neck for over 8 minutes whilst he was crying, I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe, and snuffed out life from him. The church can no longer keep quiet. Intercessors can no longer keep quiet. And we have been praying again, as we prayed for President Trump, Vice President Trump, we pray for Brexit, we pray because it's his kingdom where we're calling every day. Pray for security, pray for everybody. The legislative arm, we pray. We also have been praying that God break the yokes, generational yoke of the colored people. Father, break this yoke. Let us be able to arise and fulfill our destiny. It has been proven that a black man is not less. Obama had 2 terms in the White House and he did brilliantly well. And so, beloved, what are we saying? Remember that the Bible says the day begins in the evening. They said the evening and the morning was the first day. The evening and the morning was the second day. The evening and the morning was the third day. On the 1st of June, 2020 became the 99th year. When it was Tulsa massacre and not one human being had been indicted. But the intercessors cried unto God, Father, this is a generation. Remember, 100 years is a generation. Move. And within that prophetic fast of that 21 days, after 2 weeks had gone, remember 31st was what made 14 days. On the 15th day, which was the 1st of June, which we didn't even remember, which was the first day, which was the it was the remembrance, it was the memorial of the 99th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre, we began to cry, God, break this yoke off our neck. And beloved, God heard it. And now this is the dawning of a new season. We do not approve of violence. We don't even need violence. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself in the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought to the captivity of the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is what we believe in. What would have made the whole world in a new season? Everybody keeps saying it's a new season. Rise up for the black man. The entire world said enough is enough. The whole entire world, everywhere, they all rose up. Thank God for the peaceful demonstrations. Thank God for people who said enough is enough. And thank God for the ecclesia, the church of God. It is time to rise up and to speak, because the ecclesia is rising in unity. That is who we are, declaring the justice of the Most High God. All men were born equal. We were all born equal. And one man had no right to kneel down on the neck of another person and snuff his life out. The dawning of a new day brought a new era. And everyone who had conscience began to speak out and said, enough is enough, led by the millennials. And then a lot of people began to say, just keep quiet. It's to be complicit to this. We no more can take it. And dearly beloved, that's why I want to tell you that a new dawn has come. Has come, and everybody has been saying that it's never been like this before. I saw Powell on the television, said in all my life, and he's not a young man, said I've never seen anything like this before, where we all blacks will have such a rounding of support throughout the entirety of the world. There was no difference in color, whether Asian, whether white. Everybody was fighting for the same cause at a time when coronavirus was really rife, and the fear of coronavirus should have kept everybody at home. Pandemic plague of racism outweighed in the heart of men the justice of pandemic plague of coronavirus. And today is the dawning of a new day. And like Zechariah prophesied in Luke 1:78-79, this is God's word translation. He said, a new day will dawn on us from above, because our God is loving and merciful. Remember, the 100th year has started, when all people in Wall Street, Tulsa Massacre, were murdered for nothing, and not one indictment. And see, he said, he will give light to those who live in the dark. Who are those called the dark Africa? We're no longer dark. The Lord is giving light unto us. Amen. And he says, and in death's shadow, and he will guide us into the way of peace. As a mother and an intercessor by the grace and the mercy of God, I feel the pain of mothers who've lost their children untimely. I cry to the Lord. Intercessors, God needs us. We need to cry out to God. Like the day is spring. Give it to me in King James. King James, Luke 1:76. King James 78. Give me verse. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us. 79. To give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This was Zechariah prophesying about John. Yes. Yes. About John the Baptist and prophesying about Jesus. When they asked, what is the name of the child? And he was dumb, so he could not spoil what God wanted to do. And then suddenly, his mouth opened and he began to prophesy. Dearly beloved, God is on the move. This is the dawn of a new day. And what I want to tell you is this is the last generation. This is the last generation. This is that breaker company. Hallelujah. It's the breaker company. And the configuration over the heavenlies is changed. It's a new day. The dawn. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. God has a reason. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen on upon us. And we will arise and we will shine. And our own vineyard we will now keep in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank everyone. Every tribe. Every people group. Every sphere. Who has stood up. It's the Lord that's leading you. You may not know it because the end time has started. The trumpet has been blown. Sound an alarm! The alarm has gone forth. And welcome to the season of a new day, a new dawn. And with the mercy of the Lord is coming from above unto a people. Give it back to me again. Hallelujah. And he will give light to those who live in the dark. And in death shadows, he will guide us into the way of peace. Weep no more, mom. Weep no more, dad. This is the day of God's own goodness to you. When the cries and the pains of your heart will be resolved. And the whole season of years untold of suffering, an end will be put to it. The beginning of it. And we begin to see it's not business as usual. And like Sharpton preached, we will now rise and go and breathe and fulfill our purpose and destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.